Boogie in the morning.
It's 4th1.com. It's time for What's It? Christmas crackers every day up till Christmas time. It's time for What's It? It's 8:22. It's 8:22. Time for What's It? Boys 3, girls 2 for the month of December so far. And a new girl today. Who is she, Arlene?
My new contestant. And quite frankly, she's the cheeriest person I've ever met. Her name is Mary Jane Imrie. She's 39 from Livingston. Her partner is Martin. And she's a carer for her son, Andrew. And they're on their way to school right now.
Good morning, Mary Jane!
Morning!
Blimey, you're right. She does sound the happiest person
she's
in the world.
She's lovely.
How's your weekend, Mary Jane?
It's very nice, thank you. Lots of Christmas shopping.
Right, okay. And you're in the car just now. Where are you off to?
Taking my son to school. We do a 45-minute commute every day.
A 45-minute commute to school every day. What school does he go to?
Andrew attends Kane's School in Edinburgh.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Right, okay, Mary Jane, you've got 30 seconds on the clock to try and score as many points as you can. If you get stuck, say, what's it? However, you can only do that once in 30 seconds. Are you ready, Mary Jane?
I'm ready, thank
okay,
you.
30 seconds, time starts now.
Mary Jane, if you get some skin in between your finger and your thumb, you're pinching the what? Pinch the...
What?
Oh, okay. Parents feel this emotion when their kids achieve something. They feel what?
Oh, happy.
No.
Proud.
Oh. Yes.
Yes.
Chestnuts grow on this.
Hey.
Yes. Lord of the Rings featured a young, short person who found the ring. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, Mary Jane. It was Hobbit. Was that last one? And the first one, pinch an inch. I have to say, by the way, using pinch to describe inch? Okay.
Well, no, that was the saying.
It was pinch an inch, you're right. Mary Jane, you only scored 2.
Oh, no.
It might not be enough, but stay there, find out stranger things have happened as we say hello to Kevin Murphy, our defending champion. He's 25. He's a joiner from the Pans and at the weekend went out with his mates. Hello, Kev.
How's it going?
How was the night out with your mates?
It was all right. It wasn't the best, but I got on with
it. Why was it not the best?
There wasn't very many girls there, eh?
Right. There wasn't much talent for you to chat
to. No.
What did you do at the end of the night, then, if there was no girls to chat up? Did you just get the bus and go home?
Well, I went to the chippy and I just went home.
Okay.
I don't know. That sounds like a great end to a night.
Absolutely. So, 30 seconds for the guys. Kev, you've got to score at least 3 points to get the win. Are you ready?
Ready.
Okay, 30 seconds and your time starts now. This is midday. What is it, midday? It's high what?
High noon.
Yes, it's a band with George Michael and Andrew Ridgeley. They did last Christmas.
What's that?
Okay, if you are really good at something, you are a what?
A wizard.
Expert. Expert is right. Yeah, we used to own this, but we gave it back to China.
Whiskey.
No, Fui was from there. We used to own this. Whiskey.
Fui was this. Are you kidding?
Hong Kong, mate. The band with George Michael, that was Wham.
He's just far too young.
Oh, dear me. Kevin, you also scored 2 points.
Come on.
It's a tie break, which means Mary Jane, you're back in the game.
Oh, I feel much better.
Okay, now, here's what we're going to do. I'll describe a word. If you want answer, you've got to shout out your name. Do not shout out the answer, you'll be disqualified, okay?
Okay.
All right, are you ready, Kev?
Yes.
All right. Sometimes you close your eyes and air comes rushing out your nose. What are you doing?
Kevin.
Kevin was first.
Sneeze.
Sneeze is right. Yes. Yes. It's a win for the boys. Well done, Kev.
Yes.
Will you come back tomorrow?
Yes, definitely.
Speak to you then, Kevin. Hardline's Mary Jane.
Oh, dear. Have a good Christmas, guys.
And you, thanks for phoning. It's now boys 4, girls 2. 4th1.